A Prayer for When You Feel Offended, written by Christine Brown and read by Kelly Givens. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. Proverbs 19:11. The other day, I called a friend I hadn't talked to in a while. As we spoke, I guarded my words carefully. We held opposing views on recent issues, and I didn't want to offend her. I knew what it felt like to be on the receiving end of offensive words. It hurts, and I certainly didn't want to be responsible for hurting someone else. As our conversation continued, I realized something. I let frustration and tension take over while I struggled to enjoy our long-distance chat. I was choosing my words based on being wronged by someone else. I hadn't dealt with my feelings, and I was letting them affect my current relationships. I needed to pray about whatever or whoever offended me and move forward in freedom. Whether it's friends, family, social media, or opposing views, we will all experience times on the giving and receiving end of feeling offended. An offensive word can make us feel like we're under personal attack. We might feel as if the offender has set out to cause harm, but that might not be true. In many cases, we feel offended based on a perceived wrong. The other person isn't aware of it. So instead of seeking forgiveness, they go on about their business as if nothing happened. Meanwhile, our feelings grow into frustration, hurt, or even anger. God knows the depth of our emotions. He created them. We can give Him thanks today for providing guidance in His Word to help us when those emotions become fragile because of an offense. We can claim power over them through Jesus. When feeling offended leads to turmoil in our hearts, Proverbs 19:11 gives us a much-needed dose of peace. A person's wisdom yields patience. It is to one's glory to overlook an offense. I love how God shared practical insight through King Solomon in this verse, urging us not to suppress the offense, but to overlook it. In other words, move on. Don't worry about it. When we learn to move past being offended, we will grow in maturity and wisdom as Christ followers. We should always season our speech with salt and pray that we won't offend others. But even with the best intention, offense will happen. Thankfully, God helps us live beyond the hurt. As we seek Him more through prayer, the love of Jesus will set us free from feelings of offense. If someone you know has offended you, let today's prayer give you freedom. God has great things planned for His people when we let go of feeling offended and choose peace instead. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I struggle with feeling offended. Sometimes people do or say things that hurt me, and I have a hard time getting over it. Thank you for allowing me to bring those feelings to you in prayer. Thank you for always hearing me. I know many times people don't even realize when they've caused hurt. Your word teaches me to overlook an offense. Help me to remember this truth when I feel offended. As I seek more of you, I will grow in wisdom and experience more of your peace. Lord, please forgive me for those times when I've offended someone else. You know my heart, God. I never want to cause pain for any of your children with what I say or do. Let your Holy Spirit guide my speech so that it draws people to you. Thank you for offering freedom from offense. Thank you for giving your precious Son, Jesus, so that we may live in that freedom every day. I praise you today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.